welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. I'm here today with Chelsea and Brianna, who are part of the Vanderbilt Dietetic Internship Program, and they're going to be talking to us about getting serious about cereal. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
My first question for you is, we always hear about breakfast being the most important meal. Why is it that it's considered the most important meal?
Breakfast is considered important because it provides us with the energy and concentration that we need in the morning. It helps prevent that mid-morning slump before lunch. It also helps with us maintaining our body weight and prevents overeating later in the day.
Okay, those are all really important things. So we're going to be looking at cereal, which I guess people tend to eat at breakfast, although I like to have it at dinner time sometimes too. But okay, so what's the first thing that we need to know about choosing the best breakfast cereal that's out there?
The first thing to look at when you're choosing a cereal is to make sure the cereal is whole grain. You want to check out the ingredients list and make sure that the first word in the ingredients is preceded by the word whole. This could be whole wheat, whole grain, whole corn, something like that. You can assume that oats or brown rice are already whole grain. And then the other thing is, bran cereals tend to contain as much fiber as whole grain cereals, so bran cereals are another alternative that you can look for.
Okay, so would raisin bran be a good choice, perhaps?
Raisin bran is a good choice. It contains a good deal of fiber, but there's a lot of added sugars in it. The flakes themselves are coated with sugar, and then with the raisins, it can be pretty high up there.
Okay, so you really need to know, you look at your packaging and be aware, just because it's bran doesn't mean...
Right.
Okay. Let's talk about fiber next. What do I need to know about that?
Well, a high-fiber diet has been shown to protect against heart disease and also may reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome. We recommend choosing cereals with at least 3 grams of fiber per serving. So it's a good opportunity to get a good start to your day to meeting the requirements. And the fiber content is usually a good indication of how much whole grain or bran is in the cereal.
Okay, and now I know it's a good way for people to stay regular. It's kind of embarrassing, but it's true.
It is true.
And limiting your sugar intake is another thing that you had mentioned just a few minutes ago with the raisins and the raisin bran. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Even if a cereal has the whole grains or those other healthful ingredients, a high sugar content kind of decreases the nutritional value of that. Most of the sugars found in breakfast cereals are added sugars, like your high fructose corn syrup, your evaporated cane syrup. But the cereals can also have the natural sugars from like your raisins, like we were talking about the raisin bran. So too much sugar in the morning can just spike your blood glucose, which kind of in an hour will leave you feeling hungry again, and you'll have a loss of energy. So we recommend limiting it to like 8 grams of sugar per serving.
Okay. And before we talk about specific cereals, are there some other things that you can do to boost the nutrition in your cereal? Do you have any ideas on that?
I can give my favorite breakfast little trick in the morning. A healthy cereal option is something like Wheaties. They're whole grain flakes. And I take grape nuts and I sprinkle them on top. And then instead of buying like a raisin bran where the sugar's already added to it and you can't really control it, I buy craisins on the side and I sprinkle the top of my plain Wheaties with craisins, and then I'm able to control how much sugar goes into the cereal.
That sounds good. And then you've got the crunchiness of
the grape nuts.
That's one of my favorite cereals. Okay, so can we talk in the last few minutes that we're together a little bit about some of the specific popular cereals that people tend to eat and which ones might be better choices or maybe not as good as people might think?
Some good choices that fit our criteria are Kellogg's Smart Start Strawberry Oat Bites. They have 6 grams of fiber and are whole grain oats. And then your Post Shredded Wheat Original, they have 0 grams of sugar and then the 6 grams of fiber as well. And also the Kashi Heart to Heart Honey Toasted Oat cereal is a good choice.
Okay.
Some ones to watch out for are like your raisin brands. They tend to be higher in sugar. Kellogg's brand particularly has 19 grams. And then your multi-grain Chex. It's actually not a whole grain. It's made from cornmeal. So, you know, watch your label. check the first ingredient. We want to make sure that's whole grain.
Okay, those are really great tips. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that our listeners need to know about cereals that we haven't touched on?
I guess my one thing I'd really want to push for is that, you know, the front of the cereal box is in advertising. They want you to buy their cereal. They're going to claim their cereals are healthy. So just make sure you're really looking at that nutrition facts label, because that's where you're going to find exactly what's inside the cereal and how healthy it actually is. So don't ignore it.
That's a great tip, and one that we probably need to keep in mind with everything that we eat. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of misleading marketing out there.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you both so much for being here. That was really informative. Wellcast. Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu. Or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.